Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House online radio style show called Morning Coffee with Flavor. This is just kind of my little time that I can spend with you on this hump day we call Wednesday, and I'll kind of put out some hopefully, you know, good vibes and you know, smiles and, you know, just share a cup of coffee with you, you know, on this day. The people in my world are struggling. I don't know how you're doing or how the people in your world are doing. So just, you know, I want to start out today's show with a sweet song a dear friend of mine wrote and sang, and this is called Just Pray by my friend G. Wright.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our name.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray.
Oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray.
Please pray.
Please pray. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you. Yeah.
Just pray.
Yeah, just pray.
Please pray. Please pray.
My prayers go out to all my loved ones, to everybody who's listening to this radio show. If you're struggling with something right now in your life, you know, I pray that God lifts that off of your shoulders and helps you through the storm. One of the things that I was saying, you know, to one of my girls the other day, you know, we're survivors and we make it through, and we always do, you know, but we're in the middle of that struggle, the challenge, the sadness of something, you know, it doesn't feel like it. It just feels like the weight just, you know, holds us down. And in a sense, maybe even feels like we're not moving forward, you know, but all of us are. None of us have stopped, you know, but yeah, this is just a hard time for, it feels like everybody in my family, my core, my, you know, my circle, and, you know, even people, you know, who are kind of on the outer skirts of the circle, you know. So I just pray for everybody. I believe in the power of the prayer. If you know me, you know that I, you know, start every day with prayer and meditation, and every night with prayer and meditation. That's what helps keep me together. You know, being Lady Flava, sometimes I take on a lot of stuff, and my mind runs and runs and runs with things, and it doesn't settle down. And sometimes I feel like I have ADHD or something, because I just don't, my mind doesn't slow down. My body doesn't move too fast, but my mind doesn't slow down. And so I was really thinking about Flava Coffee House this morning when I woke up. And oh, every morning, sometimes it was a struggle to just get up and go and get my, you know, things at the wholesale and head into Flava to start each day, you know, because I believe I opened at 7, you know, and I closed at like 7. And so it was a every day thing, you know, 6 days a week. But gosh, sometimes now that I closed her and thinking back, oh, has it been that long? I closed her in June of 2008. And, man, I miss her this morning. I miss her. I miss, you know, making coffee and greeting people as they start the day. I miss Alvin coming and sitting on the couch and writing or even taking a nap. He would come in and he would take a nap, but people knew it. You know, it was just like, it was no big deal, you know, just a variety of people came in the doors, you know, from all walks of life, from all ethnicities to, you know, all age groups and all. I wish that Kimora, you know, could have experienced, you know, Flava outside of her mama's belly, you know, but yeah. So, you know, be good to yourself. Yeah, hug yourself, love the people in your world. You know, tomorrow is not promised, so, you know, value every breath that you take, you know, every step that you make, all right? Today is a very, very special man's birthday, and I have to give him a big shout-out. Oh, I can't even remember at what point in time he came into my life online, but I love me some verbal skills. If anybody is listening, you know this man and you know this man's voice. He is amazing. And he's got probably one of the largest vocabularies I have ever known. I used to have to say to him, you know, what are you actually saying? I'd write down, you know, words he said so I could go look it up in the dictionary, because some of them I've never even heard, let alone know how to spell. But today is his birthday, and I want to give a big shout-out to him. And I'm going to play one of his pieces. I think I'm going to play Every Time We Say Goodbye, again by Verbal Skills.
Every time we say goodbye, the green grass turns brown, and there are no more birds in the sky. no more clouds, no more breeze. And Monet's brushstrokes no longer seem to be a perfect fit upon our canvas. A four-cornered room known as your love's captivity becomes an 8x12 hell as opaque corners ingress upon a vision's dream, creating illusions of mystic conclusions. And I am here with theories that have no whys, so I remain paying for my future sins every time we say goodbye. I bury your memory upon a hill that overlook an Elysium filled by the sea, wondering if you're my Annabelle Lee. I stand over you as I become a lover like you, saluting you in my gray tuxedo, while on the other side of my imagination's claim, a lovely brownstone wish can only now be adorned with a kiss farewell. True is excited, perk up as desperate and lonely sounds of an empty corridor spawn hope. It's you every time we say goodbye. The delicate dance of our love's flame haunt the warm, fading embers that once used to glow. Now they only grow ashamed. And the tiny draft that simply invades the room reminds me how things become cold, like a single tear frozen in a wasteland's tundra. You, me, do we really know anymore? Every time we say goodbye. But we should thank God there's a God, because I remember your saying kisses, your indelible reckless fragrances, your fertile whispers, insatiable touches, your looks of love with demure and gelastic smiles galore, your quiet embraces that leave hints of loquacious subtleties, your breath that I once breathed, consumed with fire deep within me. All say goodbye as well, every time we say goodbye. I hate, and yet I love. Do you, the me, the we? Earthly paradise is a patient love supreme and an anticipation of our next hello. Every time we say, every time we say goodbye. You're saying kisses, your insatiable touches, upon a hill that overlooks a sea. I am wondering if you're my Annabelle Lee. Every time we say goodbye. Monet's brushstrokes no longer fit upon the canvas. Your breath that I once breathed, your loquacious subtleties. Every time we say goodbye. Every time we say goodbye. Goodbye.
know, right? That was verbal skills with his piece, Every Time We Say Goodbye. You kind of got a little hint of his vocabulary in there, huh? But anyway, shout out Verbal Skills. I love you, my friend, and definitely will be calling you today to wish you happy birthday, you know, on the phone. I have been blessed. I have been blessed to have many, many people cross my path, you know, but even back in the days of Flava Coffee House, you know, I was blessed to have some amazing people come through her doors. Excuse me, I woke up with a frog in my throat, didn't I? But I did, you know, from my core Flava Coffee House family, you know, Alvin, Verbal Oasis, Jim, Ann, Alonzo, Donna, you know, the list goes on and on and on, to those who flew out for the literary conference that I put on and took place at Flava Coffee House in 2008, you know, Keisha Green and Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, you know, they were definitely my highlights of people I had known, you know, online that came all the way from the East Coast to my coffee house, and many, many other authors. For those of you that don't know, I really started out, you know, as Lady Flava, well, of course, the Flava Coffee House. You know, I built her and opened her doors in 2003. But I really started out as far as Lady Flava, an online figure, public figure, as a literary book reviewer. And, man, I could read some books. I loved reading. I did. At times I could go through, at least two books a week, you know. It was really easy when I reached out and asked to become a part of an amazing, amazing book team based out of Philadelphia called APU. And Jasmine graciously allowed me, because it was an African-American book review team, but she allowed me on the team, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot. This is a very, very top-notch quality review process that they do. They go through and all. But I learned so much. And it, you know, my love for literature just really, really grew from there. And, man, now I blame it on the menopause. I blame it on, getting older. My mind is so busy that it's really, really hard for it to shut down. And so I'm just kind of all over the place in my mind, you know, from, okay, what do I need to do, you know, for Daddy, make sure his needs are met, to the projects that I'm working on with, you know, the artists that, you know, team that I'm a part of, you know, radio shows, all of that. I've got so much stuff going on in my head. I think that's the reason why I have a hard time just sitting and reading. And I've got some books I need to read for review. And I'm really kind of hoping now that, you know, we're entering into that fall time, you know, schools, you know, starting all over the place, you know, across the United States. And I'm really kind of hoping that I'll be able to, you know what I really need? I really need a comfy chair. I don't have a comfy chair here in this house. I think I really need a comfy chair, a little space that's kind of like mine. And, you know, because I really want to get back to reading. I think that might help me, honestly help me, because there's something about reading with some good music in the background that, you know, just kind of helps set the tone and the mood of just stepping outside of oneself. I think sometimes we need to take that time to step outside of ourselves, because we're so intense with what it is that's going on in our world and focusing on, you know, the everyday tasks of life to, just whatever it is going on with us. We're so focused on that, you know, taking care of children, going to work, promoting our art, whatever it is that we're doing, we're so focused on that, you know. But I think that sometimes a good book and some great music is the best way to just kind of step away from that, chill, relax. And if it's a good writer, that writer is going to bring you into that book that to just make you feel like you're a part of it. I think that's when a book is a good read. When you start having a conversation with it, when it makes you cry, when it makes you laugh, when it makes you talk out loud. My kids used to tease me all the time because I would read so many books. I had bookcases full of books. They would tease me because they knew when a book was really good because Mama was laying in the bed laughing and talking to the book. So, yeah, I'm hoping to get back to that. But I don't know. I just woke up just like really missing Flavor Coffee House today, really wanting to go in and get my espresso machine going and start making some coffee and drinks for my people, you know. So, man, speaking of coffee, you know what? I think I'm going to put on a song and, well, not make coffee, but go get me a cup of tea. So I'm going to play Black Coffee by a local talent out here in Seattle, Washington. This is Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Again, Black Coffee.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. Walk the floor, watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love, hand me down. Sunday in this weekday room, room, room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock four. Lord, how slow the moments go. All I want to do is pour black coffee. Since the blue caught my eye, I'm hanging out on a Monday, this Sunday dream gone. Crazy, this waiting for my baby. guaranteed well. There's not much heart to fight black coffee. Driving me crazy. Just waiting for my baby. Will she come around? Black coffee. Waiting for my baby to come around. Give me black coffee. I don't need no cream. Maybe just a little bit of sugar.
garden of motherland to the streets of broken dreams. I have fought wars and I have fought for freedom. I have died and I have been reborn. From the first man until the last of my blood to carry any part of my spirit, I am that man. Broke my back to provide shelter. Opened many books and wrote truths and fictions. Healed spirits of the body, and I have been healed from wounds of the soul. I have blundered and left many to wonder at my feats and my follies. Scolded the wrong, and I have been imprisoned for mere thought. I am that man. I have fathered and I have buried my blood. I have killed and saved, ran from pain, and I have stopped suffering. Dealt some goodwill and served some ill will. Honored false gods and found God before he laid me down to sleep. Forever, I am that man. The man she cries for, the man who made her cry. Mothers and her mothers, I am that man. My lover, she sheds tears for me, over me, because I am that man. She cries tears of joy because I am that man who brought joy to her being. And being a man has made her sad and fearful, so she cries. Her tears never change her beauty. Her tears are a part of her breathing and her living. She watches over me and she holds me because I cry. I cry for never being enough man. I am that man. I am a man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man who made her smile, held her hand, kissed her cheek, and caressed her lips, and squeezed her in the night. I am that man. In the right, in the wrong, no matter, I made her cry. I am that man.
All right, I had to turn that into a little set, didn't I? When made some tea, some peppermint tea, it smells so good, but it's too hot to drink yet. But anyway, I played Jose Juicy Gonzalez, a local town out of the Pacific Northwest, with his piece Black Coffee. I cannot drink black coffee. I have to have vanilla creamer in it, if nothing else. I can't drink it black. It's just, you know, J.C. Cage from Black Stacks, he likes a small black coffee. I think that's how he starts out every day. And it's a small, and it's black. Nothing in it. I'm like, whoa. But anyway. And then I played Stephen Jerome Ferguson with a piece called Faith off of his brand new CD called Anthology 2. And Stephen is somebody I really, really learned a lot about music. You know, how clear it should sound. You know, he's got a very good ear, when it comes to clarity of sounds. And I have much respect for him as an artist and as a producer. He's worked finishing up building his studio. I know it's going to be absolutely amazing when it's done for SJF Music out there in Kansas City. And then I closed out that little tiny set of mine with my brother Alvin Horn, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, I prefer to call him, with his piece, I Am That Man. And I've heard him perform that piece many times on my stage at Flavor Coffee House. He might as well have been called Mr. Flavor. He really might as well have been called. He was there all the time, you know. And so much of his book, Perfect Circle, was written at my coffee shop. And you really need to go out and get that book. This is the perfect time, ladies. I guess I'm going to shout out to the ladies about Perfect Circle. It is a perfect book for you to get going into this fall season with some hot tea, some good music in the background. Get you a copy of Perfect Circle. And I have a cameo in there. Yeah, Flavor Coffee House has a cameo in there. You need to get the book. You know, he came into my life when I was a teenager, 16, maybe 17. And then he came back into my life at my coffee shop. And he hasn't left. You know, he's my big brother. He's bossy. Oh, yes, we get into arguments. Yes, we do. We're both stubborn, but, you know, he's one of those people, and maybe I am for him, too, that we just can't stay mad. We just can't. You know, we love each other. We support each other. You know, if I was to say, if there was a man in my life, I would lay down my life for it. This is the man I would say I would do that for. He is just, man, he's had my back. He has had my back. He has helped me in more ways than I could ever begin to, you know, say thank you for. So shout out to my brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He's an amazing author. He's got two books, Brush Strokes and Perfect Circle, and then he's got a new book that'll be releasing spring of next year called One Safe Place. I know it's going to be another great read. He is published by Zane out of Streber Publishing, which is under Simon & Schuster. So I'm so very proud of him, you know, for landing that deal. And I think he's one of the artists that has the best hustle online and in person. He recognizes you can do it both ways, and he does. It's a lot of work, but that's how he sells product. It is. It's how he sells product, and he does it very, very well. So how are you feeling? How are you feeling? I'm starting to feel a little better here, feeling a little nostalgic, feeling I need to stay prayed up for myself and my people. Really hoping this tea cools down a little bit so I can sip on it, because it's a little hot, but it's smelling awfully, awfully good. But I hope that, you know, no matter where you are, you can find, you know, some sunshine in your day, because it's raining here. And honestly, last night when I heard that rain come down really hard, I welcomed it. I really did. I welcomed hearing the rain. I have enjoyed all the sunshine, and it's so beautiful here when it's sun, you know, the sun is out and the skies are blue and all of that. It's beautiful here, but for some reason last night, I don't know if it's just because of the craziness that's going on in the world around me and within my core group of people, I really, really welcomed the rain. And so, you know, I don't know. There's just something about it, and just, you know, again, just want to stay prayed up, you know, let everybody know I care. I believe in the power of prayer. You know, it is, yes, it's my personal story, my personal belief in all of that, you know, but I do. So maybe it brings you comfort, you know, to hear me say that. I hope it does. Because you know what? It brings me comfort to do it. I have to play another piece by an artist that used to come through my door. I love this woman so very, very much. So very, very much. And I'm going to play Dance in the Moonlight by my girl, Catherine Hume. I love you, Catherine Hume. I miss you so much, girl. One of these days we're going to have to find a way to get together, you know, and have some coffee and get caught up. That was my girl, Catherine Hume, with her piece, Dance in the Moonlight. Like I said, I've been blessed. I've been blessed to have some wonderful, beautiful people come through my doors of Flavor Coffee House to, you know, crossing paths with them as Lady Flavor of Flavor News. I'm so very, very blessed. I cannot get rid of this frog in my throat. I apologize for that. But, you know, I started here on Blog Talk Radio in 2009, not really, really knowing where it would go or anticipating that it would even grow like it is now. And back in 2009 is when this wonderful, wonderful song was created. And I know this is a classic. And the reason being is because stations around the world are still playing this song today. I'm going to play I Love My Life by Black Stax.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
History as one of my ultimate favorite songs, and for many, many reasons, stories I can tell around just, you know, being with Black Stax, hearing Felicia, you know, perform and all of that particular song to the I Love My Life tour that I was involved with Black Stax to, you know, my grandbaby when, oh gosh, how old was she? Let's see, she was really little. She was really little, so just maybe when she was beginning to talk, you know, she was trying to sing I Love My Life. You know, my grandson, Sean, you know, singing I Love My Life. You should have seen him the first time he met Felicia Loud. He was like, you know, he acted like he met a superstar, and he met Felicia and Monica Monet at the same time, and it was like, God, are they really here? Because they went with me to go pick him up from school, and he was like, they're really here, and he was so excited. But I Love My Life is definitely, definitely going down in history as a classic. I'm telling you, it is already, because people are still playing it around the world. That's when you know a song is a classic. How are you feeling? I'm starting to wake up. Can you tell that my voice is getting a little stronger? I know this particular show, I always sound kind of gravelly and whispery and all of that. But I love doing this show. I really do. You know, sometimes I roll over and I'm like, is it really that time already? And when I drag myself out of bed and I just come and I get, you know, before the computer and everything and get the show going, this is one of my favorite shows to do. And I have to thank everyone who has made this the second most popular show on Flavor News Radio. Flavor Coffee House Online Radio on Saturdays is the number one, is the number one. And then Morning Coffee with Flavor is right behind her. I don't know what it is. I don't know, but I'm not going to complain, because I love the fact that you're coming and you're listening, and obviously you're returning and maybe sharing the word with other people to come check it out. I don't know, but thank you so much for all the support of all of the shows that I do. But, you know, I'm kind of partial to my coffee house shows. Yes, I am. Shout out to April Sims out there in Washington, D.C. Girl, thank you so much for encouraging me to just do a show called Flavor Coffee House. You know, this is where I keep my baby alive. I keep her alive. And, you know, she was a great place. I wish you could have been there. I wish you could have experienced her. She was a great place, and a great place to many. You know, I was talking about doing a Flavor Coffee House family reunion. I really wanted to do it in August, and time slipped by. So many things were going on, you know, you know, with people in my world and stuff like that. And so, but you know what? Maybe we can do it in the fall. Maybe we can still plan something and, you know, do it in the fall. And, you know, I got to see my people. I just do, because some of them I haven't seen actually since I closed Flavor. So, yeah, I'm going to put it out to the universe. We are still going to do Flavor Coffee House family reunion. And it's going to happen. It is. I mentioned Monica Monet. She is like my sister. She is my PNC from a long distance, long distance. She is my late night conversations and my confidant and all of that. And I'm blessed to have her in my life. I'm very, very blessed. She's an absolutely amazing talent, a great songwriter, and an amazing singer. So I'm going to play her single from her Simply Beautiful CD, which is amazing, amazing. Called Gravity. Again, Monica Monet.
Love got to hurt, why it can't be easy. to give up, out, but gravity keeps me down. I'm trying to stop crying, but gravity keeps forcing my tears to the ground.
Monica Monet off of her Simply Beautiful CD. I can't believe the show's already over. Oh my goodness, I love doing this show. Thank you for letting me reminisce about Flavor Coffee House. Thank you for allowing me to put my prayers out there for all of you and for my family. I love all of you. I'm grateful for you and appreciate all of you, because without you, I wouldn't be who I am, you know. When I built Flavor Coffee House, that's where I was birthed. But all these years later, to still exist, to still be able to wave my leopard pom-poms and support a variety of artists of all art forms, I'm blessed. And this is one of the places that I can come and share what I think, what I feel, some of the great talents who come my way, and man, this is a great place. So thank you so much for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House shows, to Morning Coffee with Flavor, to my listening parties, to the Leopard Carpet shows when I have an amazing talent that dares to step on the Leopard Carpet with me. Thank you so much for spreading the word. Thank you so much for supporting and loving the artists. They need your support. They need your support, and they deserve your support. So I know I'm going to close out with a piece, and it's going to run past the time that I air live, but I still want to play it because he was the very first host of an open mic at Flavor Coffee House, Elijah Mued, also known as 16th the Messenger, closing out today with Now or Never. Take care, God bless, and know that you really, really matter to me. Have a great day.
It's now or never, time to right the wrong. It's now or never, heed the words to this song. It's now or never, time to be strong and grow. Let's go. Freedom is a state of mind. Saying you hear mostly from those who have been held down for years. When true freedom is a dream unending, you find yourself deep in fantasy, pretending that this goal you seek is within reach through diamond jewelry, flossy cars, and big house. You gotta have that house, baby. All shiny things designed to keep you blind and undermine your need to see the truth or even care about it. As long as your attention is distorted by the glitter of material pursuit, chances are that you can't see that which is someone else's tool of division and misuse. Got you blind. Destined to keep strings attached like puppets to dance and sway in the wind, presenting you and me with false idols as an individual wealth, but no unified enrichment, no true freedom in the end. It's now or never. See the truth through the cloud. It's now or never. Lift us up and be proud. Can you feel it? now or never. No haters allowed to stop our flow. Things have changed since yesterday, yeah, that much is true. But how much has really changed when our mentality still says, I'll do me and you do you. A unified effort was made to enslave the body, mind, and soul of those who sweat, blood, and tears built this nation, this whole land. To this day, that effort is maintained to keep a corrupt power intact. They must have our continued separation. Can't bring them together. Open your eyes and see what is right in your face. United we stand, divided we fall. They already know this to be true. It's the very model they employ to gain control of this world, and the very tool twisted to keep a hold on you. Face the truth. See the proof, black man, white man, yellow man, people of color, rise.
All people rise.
Remove the blindfolds placed to block your eyes. Strip away the mask, face, and see beyond the disguise. Together we must break out of bondage, for theirs is not the intention to loosen the ties. Open your eyes. It's now or never. Each one, teach one. It's a fitting phrase. Beseech one, reach one, I'll spread this word till my dying day. Let's find a way to unify a community, a people, a race, a nation. The struggle must be won, it's time for an end to all subjugation. The task is at hand to cure the blight of corruption. The disease called greed must be destroyed before all fall before its eruption. The seduction of the idea to have more than everyone else is deadly. Killing brothers by their own brother's hand is catastrophically on the rise and increasing steadily. We must awaken if our entire soul is taken, forsaken and left to rot, as only our willing bodies are needed to continue the devil's plot. It's now or never.
It's now or never.
It's now or never. Wake up and be liberated. It's now or never. The truth has been long awaited. Now and ever, the time has come to show.